Hello and good evening. Thank you for coming to this sharing of the research project's meeting through materialities, bodies, and words. It is a real pleasure to see you and to host you. We would like to begin by acknowledging that we are standing on unceded indigenous lands. The Ganiaga Nation is recognized as the custodians of the lands and waters on which we gather today. Geoje, Montreal, is historically known as a gathering place for many First Nations. Today, it is home to a diverse population of Indigenous and other peoples. We respect the continued connections with the past, present, and future in our ongoing relationships with Indigenous and other peoples within the Montreal community. Before we begin, we also want to thank the PSIA grant, as much as acknowledging that this fund comes from a petrol company. We are dealing with the complexity of that. The grant allowed to develop this work and pay the artists involved. We now would like to invite you to close your eyes if you feel comfortable. To close your eyes and imagine. Imagine that you entered the building by Mackay Street and took the elevator to the fourth floor. You meandered in between the maze of corridors and closed office doors. And you finally find a small black box room. That room is exactly 6 floors under where we are standing now. The door is open, and you enter. It is quite dark, like if it was nighttime. You notice that the light is expanding and retracting, like if it was breathing. There's a person sitting in the middle of the room around a ceramic wheel, a blue ceramic wheel. They are making containers. They center the clay with the way of their hands and body. They cone it up and then down again to create a base. They make a hole in the middle and start building the clay up. We see a container taking shape. You listen to the sound of the wheel, the water splashing, the person and the clay moaning. You also hear the soundtrack of another space-time. The voices are speaking in the present, past, and future tenses. You see that the touch of the hands with the material clay and the movement of the wheel makes containers. Containers hold their process and are recipients for stories. They handed a container to you. You might accept it or not. You leave the black box and back to the lift to come to the 10th floor. You arrive here and find yourself in a corridor among other people with containers. Someone is holding a voice. You open your eyes if they have been closed. The voice is telling that before we enter the space, we would like to give you some information and context about our travel. This encounter will be mainly in English. Other languages might be spoken. We don't know yet. If you need support, please get in touch with André, the person holding the voice. He will help you. There are chairs and pillows on the floor. Choose where you'd like to sit. If you join us in the middle of the space, please walk on the side. We invite you to open and close your eyes at your will. We practice with eyes closed and eyes open as two modalities of awareness. You are welcome to experience the performance that way. At the entrance, you can find paper and pens and a small ceramic talisman of sorts. They are an invitation to write, scribble, draw, or touch as modalities of attendance. You can pick what you like or pick nothing at all. You can keep it or give it back afterwards. At the end, we would like to have a conversation with whom would like to share with us. There will be some light snacks and drinks. Thank you for coming, and we hope you enjoy.